Heidi and Frank Show. Thank you for joining us. Stephen Lynch is in studio with us. You almost weren't. I was sitting here and I was teasing that the fact you were going to be here. They're like, he's not here yet.
No, I heard you guys on the radio and I was freaking out in my car on the way over here.
It's one of those traffic things. Where do you call home?
Michigan.
You drove here from Michigan?
My God, when did you leave?
Yeah, I gave myself an extra 15 minutes. And I still was almost late.
You have a show tonight at the Avalon. I have tickets to give away. I have 6 pairs of tickets to give away. So if you'd like those, go ahead and call in 1-800-955-5567. We're going to give those to the first 6 to come through. But yeah, Stephen, you're known for your songs, mocking daily life and pop culture. I'm reading it right off your bio. It says that.
That sounds familiar.
Does it? Did you write
sounds like
yourself?
Something a publicist would write.
Oh, you didn't write this yourself?
No, I did not.
Because I was wondering why. I mean, you put your middle name in there too. I mean, it's not a bad middle name, but
really?
It's like, why, am I really going to go that deep?
Did your
deep
mom
with
write
him?
Stephen Andrew Lynch?
Yeah.
Stephen Andrew. Why are you singing about
everybody.
That?
Oh, yes, that's exactly what she
I
does.
Did not raise you that way.
I like that song. It has a nice melody.
Why do you have to use those words?
Yeah.
Now, when you
all moms are the same that way.
When did you first pick up a guitar and start playing around?
When I was in college, I lived in a house in Kalamazoo where I live now with a bunch of like scrubby punk rock dudes, and they all played guitars. And
you still live in the house?
Same house, same guys.
Like where I live now, never moved.
Things aren't going well for me. Yeah, and then I just started, you know, I wanted to be a serious like singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
But then the songs I would write just to be stupid were the ones, only ones that people enjoyed.
Right.
So I said, all right, screw it. I guess I'll do that then.
And just your first song that you ever wrote that people were like, oh, play that one. And you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I can't
really?
Believe that one's
what was the first
hit?
Beefy Burrito? What was it called?
Did my mom write this bio for real?
I love
she
the beefy
did write it.
Beefy Burrito.
Yeah, it was like 12 when I wrote that. I can't believe that's on there. I got to change this bio.
You wrote Beefy Burrito when you were 12 years old.
Yeah.
I was thinking of something you couldn't even sing on the radio. Well, I was like, Beefy.
It's not.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
I was like, that sounds like something you'd probably find in the Urban Dictionary.
I was not raised well, clearly.
So you brought this lovely woman with you.
Yeah, this is Courtney J. She's a singer-songwriter. I met her down in Nashville, and we started singing together these goofy, weird, dirty songs, mm-hmm. and realized that we sounded pretty good together, so right. now I take her on tour with me. And she has a new record coming out as well.
So you're going to be a part of the show tomorrow too, Courtney?
Tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
yes. What's your
tomorrow, depending on traffic.
Right. Yeah. Give yourself
exactly. What's your album called, Courtney?
It's called Love and Forgiveness, the total antithesis to what I sing with Stephen.
All right, nice.
A totally different
well-rounded.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then you met in Nashville, so you were just doing your comedy show in Nashville.
I was down there to record my new record, and I was talking to some musicians down there, and I said, I've written some duets that I would love to put on this record, but I don't have anybody to sing them with. And she came highly recommended, and we sat down, and you know, with the first F word, it was like Graham Parsons and Andrew Harris.
Fireworks.
Chemistry.
Yeah.
A match.
Well, if you can clean it up a touch, I'd love to hear it.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to do my best.
Well, yeah, because I mean, I guess there's always that fear of like, you know, asking somebody to change lyrics or doing a radio edit that it kind of takes away something from the original, but
I think I can fudge my way through it.
Fudge will be one of the words, probably.
And I will throw a fudge or two into the...
Stephen Lynch.
All right. This song, I think, is appropriate for our first trip to Los Angeles. And let me take my headphones off here. Gluten and seaweed stew.
rice, milk, and lentils, and chicken tofu. I respect every creature from horsefly to cow, but I'd blow a goat for some bacon right now. Yeah, I'd blow a goat for some bacon right now. Southern fried chicken, and well, I'll just have fruit. How's that T-bone? No, really, it's cool. I'll just chew on this turnip root with a couple chickpeas. Kill me, please. I'm tired of hummus and bulgur wheat. Tofurky, tofurky yourself, I want some meat. I respect every creature, the birds and the bees, but I'd eat the out some Whopper with cheese. Believe me, I'd pick up that Whopper with cheese.
Beautiful. Seriously, that was amazing.
I mean,
now you can go see Stephen Lynch and lovely Courtney. Look at you guys.
Did we bleep out the right words?
Oh, perfect.
All right, good. I
loved it.
That was awesome.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Stephen Lynch performing at the Avalon in Hollywood tonight, and we do have 6 pairs of tickets to give away. So if you like Stephen and Courtney, definitely go check them out. Now, you said you have your album that's out now? Or your,
no, it comes out May 7th.
Comes out May 7th. How, yeah. Do you have a Twitter? People can follow
of
you?
Of course. It's Tropicali J.
I want your album. I love your voice.
Yes, you got
sweet.
It.
She's just like an angel,
God.
Isn't she?
Seriously.
A hell's angel with this one.
That's right. And your Twitter, Facebook?
The Stephen Lynch.
At The Stephen
Somebody
Lynch.
Somebody already had Stephen Lynch, huh?
Yeah, some congressman.
Yeah, he's got, it's weird because he's got,
there's
some
a dentist in Virginia with Frank Kramer.
Like, who wants their dentist on Twitter?
Who follows their
Seriously.
Dentist? Seriously.
Filled a cavity today. Wow, hashtag Novocaine. I mean, what?
He didn't get me to come in. I'm not going to follow him.
Most horrifying Instagram pictures ever.
So true. So weird. So The Stephen Lynch, and what is your Twitter, Courtney?
Tropicali J.
Tropicali J.
You guys are incredible.
Go check him out.
Thank you.
Tonight, Stephen Lynch. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks
we got to take
us.
A break. We're going to come right back. We are Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.